It's becoming a familiar story. North Carolina's charter school enrollment keeps growing, while many school districts lose students. WFAE's Ann Doss Helms takes a look at where the students are this year.
Last month, Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools reported its first significant enrollment slump. It turns out CMS has plenty of company. 78 of North Carolina's 115 school districts have fewer students this year than last year. That's according to first-month tallies recently posted by the state. Gaston, Anson, Catawba, and Lincoln counties also saw enrollment drop, but like CMS, the change was less than 1%. North Carolina state demographer Mike Klein says fertility rates peaked in 2007. Those babies are in middle school now, and took a dive during the recession.
So you have this downturn in that fertility rate, and it hasn't really recovered from that 2007 peak. So that leads to the changes in the school-age children, and for those age groups, they've either maintained that level or in some cases declined a little bit.
On the other hand, 36 districts added students, including Wake County, the state's largest district, which grew by almost 1,500 students. Mooresville, Union, Iredell-Statesville, Hickory, and Cabarrus County schools also grew, with Cabarrus picking up more than 500 students. Across the state, though, the real boom is in charter schools, independent public schools that often pull students from two or three counties. This year, North Carolina has 196 charter schools with more than 117,000 students, an increase of almost 7,000 over last fall. Mecklenburg County alone now has 30 charter schools and sends students to at least 20 more in nearby counties. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.